Yesterday's service at the Olympia Brown Unitarian Universalist Church wasn't planned as a special tribute to Clark, but her brother is a member there, and it's the church she went to as a teenager and where she came back to be married. Her younger brother, Dan Salton of Milwaukee, brought a personal email his sister sent from the shuttle on Friday to read in church yesterday as a candle was lit in her memory.
I think she wanted to share her experience with us as much as she could in the short time she had. She wanted to tell us about some of the sights from space, some of the things she saw that really moved her, and some of the landmarks, and getting to see Wind Point and Racine from space on the very first day, and how blessed she felt to be able to go up in space and represent her country and to work with all these astronauts from around the world and help out with these experiments. She was just thrilled to be there.
Salton says his sister knew the risks when she signed up to be a shuttle astronaut, but he says her commitment to the medical research on things like cancer and the genetics of calcium that were part of this shuttle mission far outweighed her concerns about the shuttle safety. And he says he hopes investigators find a fixable cause for the accident that killed his sister and the six other crew members.
The research is very important, and I think that America and the United States and the people want it to happen, and we just have to find a safe way to be able to do it.
Salton heads to Texas tomorrow for a special memorial service that NASA has planned for the shuttle crew's families. That takes place on Tuesday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.